it's very happy. I'm very happy to see many old friends.
Let's read a
Bible verse.
请大家打开创世纪。
So, please open the book of Genesis.
请翻到第四章。
In chapter 4.
我们要从第四章的第十六节，读到第五章的第八节。
We'll start with chapter 4, verse 16 to the chapter 5, verse 8.
找到了，请弟兄读单数节，姐妹读双数节。
So the brother will read the odd verse, and then the sister will read the even verse.
好，不，请弟兄先读，姐妹后读啊。
We'll start with
the
brother first.
于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边挪得之地。以拿生以利以户亚利，米户亚利生马土沙利，马土沙利生拉麦。他是打造各样铜铁利器的。土巴该隐的妹子是拉玛。
拉玛对他两个妻子说：“亚大、喜拉，听我的声音。拉麦的妻子细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。”
亚当又与妻子同房。他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思是神另给我另一个儿子代替亚伯，因为杀了他。
赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士，那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
亚当的后代记在下面：当神造人的日子，是照着自己的样式造的。
在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
又再是800年，并且生儿养女。
亚当共活了930岁就死了。
赛特活到105岁，生了以挪士。
赛特生以挪士之后，又活了807年，并且生儿养女。
赛特共活了912岁就死了。好，请我们再读21节到24节。
We read verse 21 to 24.
我们一起读这几节经文。
以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁，以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
那边不用读，我们读最后我们最后读32节。好，请我们低头祷告。亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear loving Father, we thank you for your grace.
你把我们聚集在你的面前。
You gather us in front of you.
一起来敬拜你。
To worship you.
也领受从你来的道。
I also receive the power from you.
求你用你的全能托住你的仆人。
Please use your all power to hold your servant.
也求主耶稣的宝血接近我。
And may your blood
当我能够靠主你恩把你的道讲得清楚明白。
So when I can through your word and talk about and make it clear on your word.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天下午我在这边有个感动，和弟兄姐妹分享一个题目。
So I have the I want to share this topic with you.
生儿养女的智慧。
Talk about the wisdom of raising children.
这些年来我发现一件事。
In the last few years, I noticed something.
我们中国这个民族是非常重视儿女教育的民族。
And for Chinese, we care about kids' education.
只要我们的能力许可，我们都希望儿女受到最好的教育。
As long as within our ability, we want our kids have the best education.
我知道很多人当年会移民到美国来。
I know a lot of you migrated to the United States.
有一个非常重要的原因，就是为了自己的孩子。
One of very important reasons because of our kids.
我们希望自己的孩子在更好的环境受教育。
We want our kids to be educated in even better environment.
但是今天这个时代。
But nowadays.
又称为后现代。
It's also the post.
后现代。
后现代 postmodern
后现代有一些特质。
And in postmodern, there are some something special.
对我们教育下一代有非常大的挑战。
It's a very challenging for us to educate our children.
我只讲两点。
I'm only going to point out two things.
后现代的人是比较以自我为中心。
And for the postmodern, most of people are self-centered.
重视个人的色彩。
They care about their own style.
这是第一个特质。
That's the first point.
比方说，在几年前，台湾的年轻人常常讲一句话。
And in a few years ago, the kids in Taiwan, the youth in Taiwan, they used to say the following word.
只要我喜欢，有什么不可以
？As long as I like it, why not?
这句话充分表现出后现代的特质。
And this one is showing the character of the postmodern.
第二个特质就是抗拒权威。
And the second one is challenge the authority.
所以后现代在后现代教育子女不是一件很容易的事。
So in the postmodern teaching the educate our kids is not easy.
在我们那个年代，我们都看父母的脸色。
And when we were young, we were watching our parents.
那今天恐怕是常常要看子女的脸色。
And but now we have to look at our kids.
所以这是一个不同的时代。
So it's a totally different world.
那除了刚才我讲的两点特质啊，
And other than the two things I just point out,
后现代的道德趋势是往下走的。
And the moral standard for the postmodern is going down.
所以很多的道德水平跟我们那个年代也不太一样。
So the standard for the moral is different than where we were.
这对我们教养子女也是一个很大的挑战。
And this also become a big challenge for us to raising our kids.
我举几个例子。
I'll give a few examples.
第一个是关于性泛滥的问题。
The first one is about sexual promiscuity.
在2011年的时候
，In 2011,
有一个非常大的国际调查公司。
There is a international survey company.
叫 GFK.
Called JFK.
他做了关于15岁到24岁青少年性行为的调查。
They do the survey on For kids, for youth between 15 to 24 years old.
他公布出来的数据让人非常震撼。
And this is the number they announced.
讲到15岁到24岁青少年，全世界的平均数值啊是 55.2 有婚前性行为。
So it's about 55.2% on worldwide the youth they have a premarital sexual experience.
所以有两个年轻人就有一个有婚前性行为。
So that means every two youth, there's one has the experience.
中国是61.4%。
And in China, the percentage is 61.4%.
台湾是69.2%。
In Taiwan, it's 69.2%.
非常可怕，对不对
？It's quite frightening.
70%。
Almost 70%.
当我看到这个数据的时候，我心里非常震撼。
So when I saw this one, I was shocked.
所以今天青年人对他自己身体的做主跟我们那个年代是不一样。
So for the oldest youth, what they think about their body is different than what we thought when we were young.
但是随着性行为的开放，其实有很多很可怕的后果。
And because of the open of those sexual behavior, so there are some terrible result.
我这边举几个例子，让大家稍微有点了解。
So I'm going to give a few example.
第一个就是关于性病。
The first one is about sexual transmission disease.
青年人比较不会保护自己。
The youth doesn't know how to protect themselves.
所以伴随着性行为的开放，自然就传染性病。
So because of the how open they are for the sexual activity, so there are sexual transmission disease.
其中最严重的就是艾滋病。
The hardest one is AIDS.
艾滋病这几年在全世界的散布率是非常快。
AIDS was spread widely worldwide.
2013年台湾的报告。
In 2013, the report, one report in Taiwan.
艾滋病已经成为青少年，就15岁到24岁。青少年十大死因之一。
So, the AIDS become the one of the top 10 leading cause of death for the youth.
在所有感染艾滋病的人口当中。
So for all those who affected by the AIDS.
15岁到24岁占了30%。
There are 30% are between age 15 to 24.
如果算到34岁，大概就70%。
And if we extend the age to 34 years old, and they are 70%.
所以这是一个非常可怕的数据啊。
This is a very, very terrified number.
那第二个就是吸毒。
And the second one is drug.
现在在，当然我会用一些台湾的数据，请大家稍微原谅点，或者用台湾的一些说法。
So some those numbers are based on the Taiwan.
在台湾现在给这个年轻人开的 party。有一个非常特别的字叫趴，趴下来的趴。
So now when doing the party in Taiwan, they are using the same sound. It's called pa, but means a lie down.
为什么要趴下来
？Why do they have to lie down?
他们觉得这开 party 一定要兴奋到浑然忘我，就是失去自己的意识那种才过瘾。
So they thought because they thought the party have to get so excited, and then to the point they kind of lost themselves, then they feel that.That is high for them.
很多性行为的泛滥就随着这种 party 传开。
And a lot of sexual problems come from this kind of party.
那他怎么让自己趴在地上呢？
Now, how do they make themselves to lie on the floor?
一个很简单的方法就吸毒。
And one easy way is drug.
所以在很多 party 很流行吸 ketamine 啊或者大麻之类的东西。
So they in the party they like ketamine and also the marijuana.
我们知道前不久在北京，那个成龙的儿子因为吸毒被抓起来。
And so we know not long ago, Jackie Chan's son was arrested in Beijing because he was drugging.
被抓起来以后，成龙才发现自己的儿子是一个吸毒者。
So at that point, Jackie Chan just noticed his son is doing drug.
其实毒品在青年人当中今天散布得很快。
And actually, the drugging in the youth is spread widely.
包括在美国。
Also including the United States.
我想美国政府很头痛的一件事情就是毒品的泛滥。
And something troubled the United States, the government is the how widespread for the drugs.
所以性、吸毒跟艾滋病这几件事情常常有一个连带的关系。
So sex, AIDS, and drug, they have the relationship linked together.
另外一个很严重的是网络游戏。
And the other big problem is online games.
不晓得你熟不熟悉这个镜头。
I don't know. Do you familiar with this screen?
在很多的场合，我们看见很多人一安静下来，就是马上掏出自己的手机或者 iPad， 开始在那边玩。
And we know in a lot of quiet environment, as soon as it become quiet, and you see people take out their iPad and then their cell phone and then start playing games.
我看到很多的家庭，小孩从学校回来。第一件事情对妈妈说：“妈，我回来了。”
And so many kids, they came home. The first thing they say, "Mom, I'm home."
然后他就进到自己的房间，关起来，进入他的网络世界。
And then he entered his room and then closed the door and entered into his online world.
或者就在父母的面前，一面吃饭一面玩他的手机。
And or in front of the parents, they will eat meal and play their cell phone.
根据美国的调查
，And according to the survey in the United States,
现在孩子跟青少年每天花在电脑、电视或者手机上的时间是7个小时38分钟。
So according to the survey, and for kids, they are spending time in online game are 7 hours and 38 minutes.
可能多一点人超过十个小时啊。
And also some people are over 10 hours.
前不久有一天我到餐厅去吃饭。
Not long ago, I went to the restaurant.
我吃饭的时候进来一个家庭有四口人。
And when I was dining there, and there were a family with four coming in.
爸爸妈妈还有两个孩子。
Dad and mom and two kids.
他们点完菜之后，你知道在做什么？
And after they order the food, they don't know what to do.
爸爸妈妈两个孩子个人拿出他的手机。
So all for the both parents and dad and mom and two kids, they all take out their cell phone.
开始练那个一指神功。
And then they use like a single finger kung fu there.
你看父母跟孩子之间完全失去交流的机会。
So they lost the communication between parents and kids.
这对今天这个时代是一个非常大的挑战。
And this is a big challenge for the world now.
不晓得多少父母对网络游戏有点概念。
How many parents understand the concept of the online game?
现在全世界最流行的网络游戏就这个。
So now the most popular game, online game, is World of Warcraft.
魔兽世界。
World of Warcraft.
大概每年有700万到800万人上网登记玩这个游戏。
It's about 7 to 8 million.People register, they sign up online to play this game.
你知道网络游戏对你的孩子有什么影响吗？
Do you know what's the impact for those online games to your kids?
去年有30几位专家。
And there were more than 30 experts.
做了一段时间的研究跟讨论。
They spent some time to do the research.
最后他们共同的结论就是网络游戏对青少年的心智有非常负面的影响。
So what the result is they are negative impact for the youth.
就以这个魔兽世界来说。
And just talk about the Warcraft.
在这个游戏的里面，进入玩游戏的人要扮演一个角色。
And when you enter into this game, and you have to do a role play.
有的人可能扮演巫师。
And some people will be a witch.
有的人扮演魔兽。
And some people will be the monster.
Anyway, 你要扮演一个角色。
You have to be something there.
如果你每天玩巫师，
and if every day you become the witch wizard,
你觉得你的思想会慢慢被巫师的角色所控制吗？
And do you think your thinking is going to be controlled by the wizard?
我想那是非常合理的。
That's a reasonable guess.
因为你必须融入那个巫师的角色，你才可以玩得好。
Because you have to involve and put yourself in that position to play a good game.
所以在美国为什么有那么多青少年到校园里面产生暴力的事件甚至于枪击事件？
So why there are so many violation in the campus?
这些专家的结论就是跟网络游戏有很大的关系。
And those professor, those expert, they think they have something to do with the online game.
那今天我们怎么样来教育我们的下一代呢？
So how can we educate our kids?
其实我发现神的话给我们非常清楚的指引。
So I noticed God's word give us very clear guidance.
刚才我们读到亚当的家谱。
So when we just read the genealogy of Adam.
我不晓得你有没有读过创世纪。
Have you read Genesis?
其实创世纪是非常重要的一卷书。
And Genesis is a very important book.
第一章到第八章可以说是人类的史前史。
And chapter 1 to chapter 8 is prehistorical of human life.
从上帝的创造讲到大洪水就是上帝的审判。
And from the creation all the way till the flood, which is the God's judgment.
也就是我们今天这个世界最早的原型。
And that is the original form of this world.
我称它是今天我们的 prototype.
Yeah, so it's called our prototype.
那这个刚才我们读的家谱讲了两个家谱。
So we talk about two genealogy.
我可能要再稍微说明一下。那创世纪第一章到第八章其实讲了四个重点。
And in Genesis chapter 1 to 8, there are four points.
第一个重点讲创造。
The first key point is creation.
第二个重点讲堕落。
The second one is falling.
这都是大家很熟悉的。
Those are everybody familiar with those two.
第四点讲大洪水。
The fourth is talk about the flood.
那神的审判。
And God's judgment.
所以创造堕落到神的审判。
And from creation falling until the judgment.
那中间讲什么呢？
And what's in between?
中间就讲了三个家谱。
And in between they talk about three genealogy.
家谱就是讲到人生命的传续。
And the genealogy is talk about the continue of life.
我们刚才读到该隐的后代。
And we talk about the descendant of Cain.
也读到亚当的后代。
And we also talk about the descendant of Adam.
我们没有读另外有一段讲到上帝的儿子娶人的女子为妻。
We did not read the part about the son of God marry the daughters of
man. 其实这三件事情都是讲到生儿养女。
And all these three items all talk about having kids.
那就是家谱。
And that's called genealogy.
那其实这三个家谱都是亚当的后代。
And all these three genealogy, they all the descendants of Adam.
它涵盖了人从堕落一直到大洪水之间这么长的时间。
And it's covered the area from the human falling all the way till the flood.
你会不会觉得很稀奇？
Do you think it's kind of amazing?
这么长的人类历史，上帝别的都没有说。
And in such a long history, God did not mention anything else.
只讲了三个家谱。
He only mentioned about three genealogies.
其实也非常容易理解。
And it's understandable.
因为我刚才解释家谱就是讲到生命的传续。
And because I just talk about the genealogy is talk about the continuing of life.
神就是在告诉我们这么长的时间里面人类的生命是怎么延续的。
And God tells us how in such a long time how does our life get continued.
当然三个家谱就告诉你三种不同的延续它的结果是不一样的。
And he tells us in three different genealogies and tells us three different results.
我们知道大洪水的时候，只有一个家谱的人被存留，是谁的家谱啊
？So we know in the genealogy, there's only one family left after the flood. Which family?
就是我们刚才讲到亚当的后代。
That's what we talk about Adam's descendant.
挪亚的跟他的孩子。
Noah and his kids.
所以显然，上帝要我们留意这个家谱是被神所纪念，是在上帝的审判时能够站立得住的。
So.It's very clearly God wants us to remember this genealogy.
那我们就要来看这三个家谱怎么讲生儿养女。
So let's look at this. We'll look at these three genealogies.
那该隐的家谱是记在人离开耶和华的面以后，他生孩子。
And in the genealogy of Cain is talk about they left God and then they have kids.
你注意该隐的儿子这个后代们各个成就非凡。
Did you notice all the descendants of Cain, they are doing wonderful. They have great success.
你看，圣经讲到他的后代是这个娱乐业的祖师爷，这个所有乐器的祖师爷，工业的祖师爷。
And you talk about his descendants, they become the entertainment, the beginning of the entertainment, the beginning of music, and also beginning of industry.
虽然该隐的后代很优秀。
So even they are great.
可是，在大洪水的时候，他们灭亡。
But during the flood, they all died.
所以我们今天要把它放到重点，就是亚当的后代。
So we're going to talk about the focus will be we'll focus in Adam's genealogy.
我不晓得你们读到亚当后代的时候，觉得会不会很有意思
？Did you think it's very interesting when you read Adam's descendants?
亚当后代每讲到一个人的时候，总是提两件事。
And every time when we mention about the descendants of Adam, we also always mention about two things.
请我们来看圣经。
And then look at Bible.
你看第四节，第四节、第五节、第五章的第四节、第五节。
In chapter 5, verse 4 and 5.
请你帮我读。
他提到亚当生赛特之后，又再世八百年，并且生儿养女。亚当共活了930岁，就死了。
好，再请你读第十节、十一节。
第十节、十一节，以挪士生该男之后，又活了815年，并且生儿养女。以挪士共活了905岁，就死了。
好，你看圣经讲到亚当的后代。
So the Bible talk about the descendants of Adam.
没有讲到他们的成就。
Did not talk about their achievement.
反复提两件事。
They kind of repeat, mention about two things.
就是我在这边讲的。
So it's listening here.
第一件事情是什么
？The first thing.
生儿养女，一起说来。第一件事情。
生儿养女。
第二件事情，就死了。你会不会觉得神的话好啰嗦
？So do you think it's kind of too much word?
为什么每一个人都要重复这一遍？
Why?
人活了多少岁，生儿养女？
So why Bible have to talk about how old they live and then they have kids?
然后共活了多少岁就死了？
And then total how long they live and then they die.
如果叫你写作文，大概不会这么啰嗦。
If you have to write the article, you won't write this way.
最后总结一下就好了嘛。
And for us, we probably just want to get a conclusion.
其实上帝不是啰嗦。
And actually, it's not because God wants to repeat those words again and again.
上帝要我们留意每一个人的一生，主要就是两件事。
God wants us to notice there are two things in our life.
第一件事情什么？
The first thing is
生儿养女。
Have kids.
第二件事情大声一点，就是了。
Then you die.
好，不管你再有成就。
It doesn't matter what's your accomplishment.
不管你再有钱。
It doesn't matter how much money you have.
最后的结局是什么？就死了。
And the end result is, then he died.
也许十年以后有人会这样写。
Maybe 10 years later, somebody will write this way.
王传生牧师一生在世努力工作。
And might say, Pastor Wang, work hard.
不过是生儿养女。
And all he did is had children.
最后80几岁就死了。
And then 80-ish, and then he died.
其实不仅是我。
And not only for Pastor Wang.
曹操想尽办法斗争天下。
And for 曹操 he want to get the whole world.
但是最后是什么？就死了。
But in the end, he died.
在历史上让我们看见所有的人物最后的结局不过是就什么？
So we see every single person in this world and
就什么？做大声一点。就死了。
啊，
所以人的一生其实就是两件事。
So in every person in their life, there are two things.
就是生儿养女，然后就死了。
Yeah. That's had children and then they die.
你同意是这个结果，不同意也是这个结果。
You agree, that's the result. You disagree, and that's the same result.
那这两个事情有什么东西，有什么关系呢？
What's the relationship between these two?
其实第一件事情，神让我们注意自己的结局。
And then the first thing is God wants us pay attention to our own end result.
所以虚空的虚空，人的生一生就虚空。
So meaningless is meaningless. The whole life is meaningless.
你把虚空传给你的儿女，你的儿女生儿养女，又把虚空传给他的下一代。
So if your life is meaningless, and then you bring that to your children, and when they grow up, it's meaningless life, and then just continue.
那既然人的结局是就死了，那为什么神要再三的提生儿养女呢？
So, well, since a human's life, we end up, we all die, and why God have to keep talking about having children?
其实重要性就在这边。
So that's the important part is.
神的话实在有智慧。
And God's word is wisdom.
你看，我们有一天的结局都就死了。
And we know the result in the end, we all die.
我都已经认为我自己已经来到死亡的门口了。
I feel like I'm in the front door of the death door.
非常近。
It's very close.
那生命的意义是什么？
What's the meaning of life?
神让我们知道生儿养女是一件重要的事。
So God does know raising children is a very important thing.
我们的人生很有限。
Our life is limited.
但是这个有限可以延续。
But the limit can be continued.
就是生儿养女。
That means raising our kids.
生儿养女不仅让生命延续。
And raising the kids, having the kids is not just continue the life.
其实有个更重要的事情，
And there's also more important thing.
让上帝的旨意延续。
So that God's will continue.
我们来看这一节经文。
So read this Bible verse.
创世纪22:18。
Genesis 22:18。
我们一起读来。
并且地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，
因
为
你听从了
我
的
话。
你看上帝的祝福借着什么传递呢？
And so you see what God's blessing, how to continue God's blessing?
借着亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So it's through the descendant of Abraham.
也就是说上帝的应许是借着生儿养女把它延续下去。
So God's promise is through the continuing of life.
生儿养女有它的重要性。
The raising children has its own importance.
有它非常重要的意义。
And they have a very important meaning.
所以每个人不能轻看生儿养女这件事情。
So don't take it lightly about raising kids.
但是呢，我们不仅要从这个表面上来看，我们更要从实质的意义来看。
We're not only just look at what it looks like, and we also understand its true meaning.
很多时候人的生命是借着生儿养女被磨练更成熟。
So in many times, we through the having the kids, raise the kids will make our life more mature.
所以我们中国人常认为，一个人如果没有生儿养女啊，其实他的生命可能没有真正的成熟。
So some Chinese believe, without having the kids, your life is not really mature.
我们俗话不是说养儿方知父母恩吗？
And in the old Chinese old saying say, only when we have kids, we know the wonder or the great of our parent to us.
所以很多时候我们是借着生儿养女，让自己体会更多的事。
So many times we are going through the having the kids, raise the kids to thus know more things.
刚才我们所读的家谱让我们看见有几个重要的人物，他一生的转机或者改变都跟生儿养女有关系的。
So we just reading the genealogy, we know many things for the people's change is based, after they have kids.
好，我们来看这几处经文。第一个在四章第二十六节，我们再把它读一遍。
So first one will be Genesis, chapter 4, verse 26.
好，我们一起来读。
赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
啊，你看这个经文告诉我们，赛特什么时候开始求告耶和华的名呢
？So when the Seth start to call the name of the Lord？
是在他生了儿子以后。
That is after he has kids。
好，我们再看亚当。啊，我们一起读第五章。
So read chapter 5, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
好，我们一起读来。
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
我们看见亚当生了赛特以后，他对生命的意义有了一个新的体会，就把这个体会加在他儿子身上，给他起名叫赛特。
So after Adam has his son, and then so he see the new meaning for his life. That's why he named his son Seth.
好，我们再看五章二十一节，以挪什么时候开始与神同行？
So、
我们一起读。
以挪
活到65
岁，
生
了
马
土
沙
拉。
以挪生马土沙
拉
之后，与
神同
行
300
年，并且生儿养女。你注意，以挪什么时候开始与神同行呢？
So, did you notice when Enoch started walk with God?
圣经不是说以挪与神同行，所以神赐福他，让他生了马土沙拉。
Bible did not say, because of Enoch walk with God, so that's why he, God blessed him that he have Methuselah.
乃是生马土沙拉以后与神同行。
And it's after he have Methuselah, and then he walk with God.
所以我们看见很多人的生命。成熟的时机是因着生儿养女。
So we see people become mature is after they have kids.
很多人常常把他一生的经历反映在生儿养女这件事情上。
Many people put their whole life experience to raising kids.
很多人把自己生命的体会化作他的孩子的名字。
And so many people take their experience of the life and then give their kids name.
像我的外孙女。名字叫杰迪达亚。
My granddaughter's name is Jen Dai.
那是耶迪迪亚。她的父亲为什么给她起这个名字呢
？Why her father named her this name？
因为她发现，在她读书或者在做这个住院医生的时候，神给她太多的恩典。
So because he noticed whenever he studied and when he became the residential of the doctor, and God gave him a lot of grace.
她把对神爱的体会，作为她女儿的名字。
So he named his daughter, the God's grace to him.
所以我们刚才读的几个名字哈，都是有意思的。
So for those names we're reading, there are meanings in there.
那我就要从这几个名字跟大家一起分享我们怎么生儿养女。
So I'll share those names with you. How do we and from there learn how do we raising our children?
首先我们来看亚当生赛特。
So first we look at the Adam become the father of the Seth.
亚当生赛特的时候，发现他的儿子有一个形象，这个形象样式跟他相似。
And when he had the Seth, he noticed his son looks like him.
那这个形象样式的相似在讲什么呢
？And what does that mean when the son looks like him？
我们从上文知道，讲的不是亚当的外貌。
So we know it's not talking about how he's outside looking.
这个上文讲到亚当受造的时候，上帝就把他的形象样式加在他们的身上。
This one is talk about when Adam was created and God used his own image and likeness to Adam.
所以上帝给亚当一个名字叫亚当。
So that's why God gave him a name called Adam.
亚当的意思就是人。
The meaning of Adam is man.
所以人这个意思是非常尊贵的。
So it's a very precious for the meaning of man.
孔子说仁者仁也。
And Confucian say,The man is powerful.
那个仁就是指仁义的仁。
To be generous.
我们中国字啊，这个仁，仁爱的仁呢，其实一切美德的总称。
And for the Chinese word, the 仁 which is the kindness, that means the everything of a good behavior.
所以。
The virtue.
所以人常常跟这个美德连在一起啊，你看仁义、仁德、仁爱、仁慈都是用仁。
And so the word kindness is always come with the virtue.
这讲到人里面有一个不一样的东西。
So you talk about in us there are something different.
如果今天有人说，你不是人，你说对啊，我不是人，我是高等动物啊，你会这样说吗？
So if somebody say you are not mankind, and then you say, "Oh no, I'm not mankind. I'm the higher form of creatures."
那你一定不会这样说，你在骂人吗？
You won't say this way. You are going to say, "Are you to say bad thing about me?"
我们的本心都告诉我们，人是非常珍贵的。
In our nature, told us we are very precious.
其实如果人不是这么尊贵，人不需要家谱。
If a man is not being so precious, there's no reason for us to have a genealogy.
我们不需要一代一代把名字记下来。
We don't need to write down generation after generation for everybody's name.
你看，你不会为你家的狗写家谱。
Are you going to write? You won't write a genealogy for your dog.
你也不会为你家的猫写家谱。
And you won't write a genealogy for your cat.
因为他们没有这个尊贵性。
Because they are not, they don't have that precious.
人是有的。
But man has that precious.
好，现在我们要来看为什么经文要说亚当生了一个儿子，见他的形象样式和自己相似。
So this is we'll talk about why Adam see this his own likeness in his kid.
这个经文告诉我们人类的生命应该怎么传续。
And this tells us how human life should be continued.
要把上帝的形象和样式传续下去。
So we'll continue God's image and likeness.
上帝的形象样式对我们来说有什么重要性？
How important God's image and likeness for us?
我们所有的健康人格就是建立在上帝的形象和样式。
So all our healthy character are from God's likeness and image.
保罗曾经这样解释什么叫神的形象和样式。
And Paul explained what is God's likeness and image.
他说我们是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
He said, "Take off our old me and then put on the new me."
这新人是按着神的形象造的。
And the new creation is created by God's image.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
With the kindness of and purify.
所以今天我们可以在这边听到，因为我们有理性。
So we are able to sit here and listen to the word because we are realistic.
我们能够分辨真理。
And we understand what is the truth.
那我们也有法性。
And
法律的法。
Oh, and we also understand the law.
那就是仁义。
And that is kindness.
我们出去懂得什么叫遵守秩序。
And we know how to obey the order.
那我们更懂得圣洁。
And we know what is holy.
我们知道哪些事是污秽。
We know which one is a filth.
这些年我发现一件很重要的事。
In the last few years, I noticed something important.
一个人活在世界上最重要的事情有一个健康的人格。
And it's most important for we live in this world is we have the healthy personality.
跟你读多少书没有关系。
It has nothing to do with how many books you read.
跟你多有钱没有关系。
It has nothing to do with how rich you are.
你将来的幸福是建立在健康的人格上。
And for the greatness for you of yourself is built in the health character personality.
我有一个非常好的朋友。
I have a very good friend.
他是美国第一流十大排名前十的大学毕业的 PhD。
So he's a PhD D from the top 10 school university in the United States.
所以他有很多很好的工作机会。
So he got a lot of good job opportunity.
他的工作能力非常强。
And he is very capable.
可是他每一个工作都做不久。
But every work he did, he could not stay in the job long.
因为他的性格很不一样。
Because his personality is so different.
很容易跟人起冲突。
He's very easy to argue with people.
所以过不久，他的长官就不要他了。
So not long, his manager doesn't want him.
很可惜，他的婚姻也破裂。
And it's sadly his marriage is also broken.
所以这让我看见一个健康人格的重要。
So this is tell me how important the healthy personality.
最近台湾有很多青少年犯罪事件。
So there are recently there are a lot of criminal for the youth in Taiwan.
那些青少年家里都非常有钱。
And for those youth, their family are wealthy.
都是财主的儿子。
They are from rich family.
可是他们的人格不健康。
But they don't have a healthy personality.
所以你看圣经上讲到，要把这个上帝的形象样式传给你的下一代。
So Bible tells us we have to bring our image and likeness to our next generation.
圣经不是说赛特与神的形象样式相似。
It's not talk about Seth is looking the likeness and like God.
乃是说赛特的形象样式与亚当相似。
And it's talk about it Seth's image and likeness is like Adam.
这一点非常重要。
This is very important.
你的孩子怎么像上帝？
How does your kid will looks like God?
不是透过他的老师。
Not through his teacher.
不是透过他看书。
It's not through the books.
是透过他的父母。
It's through his parents.
我回想我成长的过程。
And I think about when I grew up.
我非常感谢我的母亲。
I thanks my mom.
她在这一方面给我非常正确的影响力。
She has a positive influence to me.
我只讲两个例子。
I'll give two examples.
我在念中学的时候。
When I was in middle school.
有一天我放学回家。
One day I came home.
我经过一个玉米田。
I went through the cornfield.
我看到那个玉米都成熟了。
And I saw those corn is already.
我就很高兴，我采了一书包的玉米回家。
So I picked a whole backpack of a corn.
那时候我家穷得不得了。
At that time, I was from a poor family.
有一书包的玉米加菜，实在太好的事。
So it would be wonderful if we have those corns for our dinner.
我以为妈妈一定很高兴。
I thought my mom would be happy.
我回家对妈妈说：“妈妈，你看我采了，我有一书包的玉米。
”So I went home. I told my mom, say, "Mom, I have a whole backpack of corns."
她问都不问我从哪里来的。
She did not even ask me where did that come from.
绝对不是买来的。
She know, I don't have money to buy it.
因为我没有钱。
Because I don't have money.
她二话不说。
She did not say any word.
她抓起我的书包，就远远的丢出去。
So she just pick up my backpack and throw it far away.
她说我不要这样的东西。
She said I don't need anything like that.
那一天我的心里有个很大的震撼。
So I was shocked.
原来这些东西妈妈不要的。
Oh, those are the things mom doesn't want.
因为那不是我努力得来的。
Because that's not from my own hard working.
从那个以后，我再也不做这样的事。
So from that point on, I don't do this kind of thing.
我在小学的时候声音很好。
And when I was in kindergarten, when I was in elementary school, I have a good voice.
老师选我当这个舞蹈表演的幕后主唱。
So I am the main singer for the dancing.
有一天，我们的舞蹈队要出去表演。
So one day, our dance team will go out to perform.
那当然我要穿好的一点的衣服。
So I have to wear nice clothes.
可是那个时候家太穷。
But that time we're poor.
我妈妈拿出一个最好的中山装给我穿上。
So my mom gave me the best the suit, the Chinese suit.
洗得非常干净。
She washed very clean.
但是可惜那下脚啊，有个地方是补起来的。
And but there are a patch in this suit.
我的脸色就有点为难，怎么去代表学校去幕后主唱穿这样破破的衣服啊
？And it's kind of hard for me. And how can I represent my school with the clothes with patch?
我妈妈马上把脸很严肃地对我说
：So my mom told me seriously.
川生啊，你看这个衣服洗得干干净净。
So she said, "Look, the clothes is clean."
我们只要洗得干净，我们做人堂堂正正。
So we just need to clean it, just like we are being a human being, and we will do a clean personality.
他说衣服补了一点，一点也不丢脸。
And even there's patch in the clothes, it's nothing to feel bad.
他告诉我，衣服跟你丢脸不丢脸没有关系的。
And with patch or not, has nothing to do with you kind of lose.
他说我们做人呢、啊，要堂堂正正。
So being a human, we have to stand tall.
所以这几十年我一直把妈妈的话记在心里。
So in decades, I remember my mom's word.
对我的影响很大。
This is a big impact to me.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看。
So brothers and sisters, see.
对你的孩子，什么是重要的？
So what is important for your kid?
你要影响他的人格。
You need to influence your kid.
你要用圣经的原则来影响他的人格。
You have to use the principle of Bible to influence them.
那是给他一生最大的祝福。
That is a biggest blessing for their life.
所以我们要留意一点。
So we have to pay attention.
赛特不是自己像神。
Seth is not just look like God by himself.
是透过亚当的形象来像神。
It goes through Adam.
将来你的孩子怎么会像上帝？
Well, in the future, your kids look like have God's likeness and image.
是透过你们来像上帝的。
It's through you too.
好，现在我们来看第二个生儿养女。
So let's look at the second part.
以挪士，赛特也生了一个儿子叫以挪士。
And Seth became the father of Enosh.
这个 Enosh 的意思是什么？
What's the meaning of Enosh?
也是人的意思。
It's also mankind.
不过跟亚当的意思。有点不太一样。
But different meaning than Adam.
我们知道亚当的意思也是人。
We know the meaning of Adam is man.
以挪士的意思也是人。
Enosh, the meaning is also man.
不过亚当的名字是上帝起的。
The name of Adam is from God.
因为人像上帝。
Because man has God's likeness and image.
以挪士的意思是以挪士的名字是赛特起的。
Enosh was named by Seth.
那这个人的意思是讲到人脆弱的本性。
And it's talk about the weakness of the human.
你觉得人很脆弱吗？
Do you think the human are weak?
其实人有两方面脆弱。
And there are two parts of people are weak.
第一个是我们的身体。
The first is our body.
我们有一天会死掉。
One day we are going to die.
所以这边约伯记讲到必死的人岂能比神公义吗？
And so in here, in Jobs, he talk about a mortal cannot be more righteous than God.
必死的人原文就是 Enosh.
And the meaning of a mortal that is Enosh.
所以这是从人的脆弱来讲。
This is talk about humans' weakness.
我们有一天都必死。
And someday we are going to die.
但是以挪士这个词啊，也可以讲到人的道德面。
And Enosh is also talk about the moral.
这个道德面是讲到人的道德面也是非常脆弱。
And it's also talk about the humans' moral standard are weak too.
几十年前，史丹福大学有一个非常有名的心理学教授。
So it's years ago there is a very famous psychologist, professor in Stanford University.
他叫津巴多。
And his name is Professor Zimbardo.
他有一天做了一个心理学的测验。
So he has,
试验。
So he has done an experience for the psychology.
他招来24个学生。
So he has 24 students.
给他们分成两组。
And separate them to two groups.
一组做狱卒管理犯人的
and one or be the prisoner
一
one will be the managing the prisoner
对对对另外一组做狱卒做犯人
and the other group become the prisoners
他透过这两组人不同的工作来观察人的本性会不会随着这角色的不同产生变化
so his research is try to see through the behavior will that impact theHumans, their personality.
本来这个实验要做两个礼拜。
Original, he planned to do this for 2 weeks.
结果一个礼拜就停了。
But it stopped in 1 week.
为什么停了？因为结果很可怕。
Why they do that? Because the result is horrible.
这个拿到权力的这个狱卒管犯人的。
And for those who has the power to managing those prisoners.
短短的一个礼拜就变得非常凶暴残忍这个讲话非常的粗暴那简直是完全变了一个人
so like right after 1 week and then they are totally become somebody is very rude and then very become very bad
那个当犯人的那十二个人
and for those 12 prisoners
就变得非常自卑那种人格破损那种没有信心 完全呈现人另外一个可悲的一面。
So for those prisoners, they become self-pity and then they lost their self-identity.
所以这个实验就证明人的本性其实非常脆弱。
So that proves our nature of human are weak.
也非常败坏。
And it's also very bad.
这是第二个实验告诉我们的。
So that's the second thing tell us.
那赛特的这个体会对他有什么意义呢？
And what is this experience of Seth's?
你看他一方面给他的儿子起名叫以诺士。
And so one part he named his kid Enosh.
一方面他带领他的孩子们来求告神的名。
So on the other hand, he also bring his kids to call on the name of the Lord.
经文说那时候人才求告，那个人是多数，讲的不是赛特一个人。
So the Bible tells us at that time, and the man start call on the name of the Lord, and the man is a plural, it's not just singular.
从这个名字，我看见今天我们生儿养女第二件重要的事。
So from here, I see the second important thing for us raising our kids.
你看，我们做父母的不能一辈子照顾孩子。
So you see, we are not able to take care of our kids in their whole life.
他可能要到外地去读书。
And he may go to go out of town to study.
他要独立生活。
He may work. He may live independently.
他要面对社会各样的引诱跟挑战。
He will face all the challenges in this world.
有什么能够保障他在今天这种邪恶淫乱的时代能够站立得稳
？So how can we make sure in this wicked world he can stand tall?
有一件事情非常重要。
One thing is very important.
他是不是一个投靠神的人
？Is he rely on God?
我的儿子在马大读书。
And my son is in Maryland.
他念理论物理。
And he's in the theology physics.
理论物理。对的。他有一天打电话给我。
One day he called me.
他对我说：“爸爸。”
He told me, Dad.
他说：“我在这边每一天都必须，他讲到必须靠上帝而活。”
And he told me, he said, I have to live, rely on God to live every single day.
他说他同学啊，念理论物理的很多精神都快崩溃。
And many of his friends, it's going to like close to crash.
一方面，一个人在外面读书不简单。
One is it's hard to be alone to study out.
第二个理论物理，你知道那个很抽象的东西，分子、原子、电子，你也看不到，你完全要凭想象去计算这些东西。
The other is what he study is everything is he cannot really see it. They have to base on his like calculated by a lot of imagination too.
如果你论文的方向稍微偏差一点
，if your thesis is kind of different.
可能你三年努力完全泡汤。
And you may not get it in 3 years.
所以很多人的精神非常非常的紧张。
So many people are always in the tense situation.
那我的儿子说他必须要靠上帝。
So my son told me he have to rely on God.
所以听了这句话我非常感恩。
So I'm very thankful when I hear this one.
我根本不会指导他理论物理。
I cannot teach him in his specialty.
我们也没有办法照顾他。
I cannot take care of him.
但是他有一个可以依靠的对象。
But he can rely on someone.
就是照顾他的上帝。
And that is our God who take care of him.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，你看见这件事的重要性吗
？So brother and sister, did you see the importance in here?
如果你把你的孩子一辈子带到神的面前
，If you bring your kids to the Lord,
我可以保证你的心可以安了。
And I can tell you, you should feel comfortable.
我跟你们做过见证。
And I have a testimony to you guys before.
我这个人从小是很坏。
And when I was young, I'm pretty wicked.
老师说我有劣根性。
And so the teacher said I'm naturally bad.
意思说坏胚子。
It that means I'm a bad beginning.
那这个人怎么可能变成牧师
？How come this kind of person can become a pastor?
我妈妈有个本事。
And my mom is she has an ability.
虽然她很慈爱。
Even she's very loving and nice.
但是她一定逼我每个礼拜来做礼拜。
But she forced me to come to church every week.
所以我每一个礼拜一定被她带到礼拜堂。
So every week I'll go to church with her.
我虽然曾经把主日学老师都给气哭了。
And even I make a Sunday school teacher cry.
但是我还是去聚会。
But I still go to church.
终于有一天我重生得救。
So one day I reborn.
所以我的一生就改变。
And my whole life changed.
我变成一个投靠神的人。
So I rely on God.
我就看见我这一生是交在上帝的手里，多有福。
So I know I put my whole life in God's hand and I'm blessed.
前不久我开小学同学会。
And not too long ago, I have the school reunion for my elementary school.
我看来看去，我觉得人一生最幸福的大概就是我。
So I look and I think I'm the one is the most wonderful situation is me.
虽然我的同学中有的做大学教授，有的各方面都不错，但是我觉得最幸福的应该还是我。
So even some of my classmates they become a professor, but I think I'm still the one most blessed.
所以把你的孩子带来投靠神是很重要。
So bring your kids to rely on God is very important.
不过你要让你的孩子投靠神，谁必须先投靠神呢？
But if you want your kids to rely on God, so who should rely on God first?
你自己必须先投靠神。
That's yourself.
好，我现在讲最后一件。
So we'll see the talk about the last one.
就是以挪。
It's talk about Enoch.
圣经上讲以挪与神同心三百年。
You talk about Enoch become the father of he walked with God.
啊，他什么时候与神同行呢
？When did he walk with God?
他生了马土沙拉之后。
It's after he has Methuselah.
为什么他生马土沙拉以后他投靠神
？Why he rely on God after he has Methuselah?
研究圣经的人找到两个原因。
And the Bible theologists they found two reasons.
第一个就是他一定知道关于审判的启示。
Number one is he must know the what is God's judgment.
这边的数字是讲到。以挪生拉麦，拉麦生这个挪亚，挪亚在600岁的时候大洪水来，所以这个数字就是说马土沙拉死的那一年大洪水来到。
And so all those numbers is an indication of the year Methuselah when he died. That was the year the flood came.
也就是说，以挪生马土沙拉以后，他知道上帝的审判要临到。
So that means Enoch, he knows God's judgment is coming.
那证据在哪里呢
？And how do we prove that?
我们来读犹大书14-15节。
And then in Jude
看得到吗
？14-15
看得到就一起读来。亚当的七世孙
以
挪曾预言这些人说：“看哪，主带着
他
千万圣者
降
临，要
在
众
人
身上
行
审
判。”
而这节经文说明了以挪对上帝的审判有认识。
So that told us Enoch know God's judgment.
所以如果一个人对神的审判有了认识
，So if a person know God's judgment,
他这一生最重要的是什么
？What is the most important thing for his life?
如果你知道我们有一天都要面对上帝的审判，你觉得现在你活着最重要的事是什么
？If you know we are going to face God's judgment, what is the most important thing for you to live?
所以以挪知道人活着最重要的是与神同行。
So Enoch know the most important thing is to walk with God.
这是我们在上帝面前受审判的时候能够站立得住的最大保证，对不对
？So this is the one we can face God's judgment.
如果今天你所做的都是上帝所要，你还怕上帝的审判吗
？If everything you do is what God wants, and you don't have to be afraid of the judgment.
那什么是与神同行呢？
What is a walk with God?
罗马书这边讲得很清楚。
In Rome's said clearly here.
他只要我们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So it's try to examine what is God's will.
也就是说，今天你活着的时候，你所思所想所行，都是根据上帝的旨意来活。
That means everything you think you do, and it's based on God's will. God's will.
那就是与神同行。
That means walk with God.
很多时候我们的思维、我们的想象、我们的追求都是世界。
And many times what we think, what we do is all the worldly.
但是你要小心，当上帝审判的时候，这些东西站立得住，站立得不住。
But you need to be watch out when the God's judgment comes. Can those things stand?
所以以挪与神同行。
So Enoch walk with God.
但是比较宝贵的是，以挪不是10天与神同行，或者10年与神同行。
But the most important is not he just walk with God for 10 days or 10 years.
他乃是与神同行到神把他接去。
And he walk with God until God taking away.
而且我们知道，以挪知道上帝的审判要临到的时候，那个大洪水是900多年以后的事。
And this one is talking about Enoch actually know God's judgment will happen more than 900 years later.
请问如果上帝的审判900年以后才临到你，今天会不会与神同行呢？
So if God's judgment will come upon you 900 years later, will you walk with God now?
可能我们很多时候会讲，上帝啊，今天让我先过一点快乐的日子，最后十年才跟你同行。
So maybe we'll say, oh, let us enjoy our life. Maybe the last 10 years I'll walk with you.
就怕那个时候你转不过来的。
You might not be able to turn around.
已经被世界紧紧的给套牢了。
And then maybe you have been tied by this world.
所以最安全的做法。
So the most safety way.
当你知道我们有一天要面对神的审判。
When you know we are going to face God's judgment.
我们今天就来与神同行。
So we should start walking with God today.
这是最大的保证。
That is the biggest proof and guarantee.
所以求主给我们一个智慧的心。
So may God give us a wisdom heart.
由于时间的关系，我就跳过去。我最后跟你们看一个东西啊。
So we'll just see the yes one last part.
前不久有人寄给我一份马云的讲话。
And not too long ago, somebody sent me this article.
你们知道马云是谁吗？
马云
啊，阿里巴巴的大老板啊。很稀奇的，他提到两个人物。
So he talked about two different person.
他是根据一份研究。
And he's from one of the research.
在这个200年前啊，有一个非常有名的传道人叫 Jonathan Edwards.
And 200 years ago, there is a very very famous pastor. His name Jonathan Edwards.
他有一个朋友叫 Mark Hughes.
And he has a friend Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes 有一天对 Jonathan 说啊。对着 Edward 说，我绝对不信你所信的上帝。
And the Mark Jude told Edward, I will never believe your God.
所以这个教育学家叫 Winship。
And then so this educator, his name is Winship.
他就追踪这两个人200年以后会有什么变化，
so、
他们的后代。
So he's tracing what happened two hundred years later.
很稀奇的，就出来一个数据哈。
And so it end up came out this result.
这边讲到 Edward 这个家庭在200年以后，他一共有多少人呢？他的后代有1394个人。
So you talk about the population for Edward's family is 1394.
其中100位当大学教授。
And 100 of them are professor.
14位当大学校长。
And 14 are the president of university.
70位当律师。
And 70 lawyers.
30位法官。
And 30 judges.
60位医生。
60 doctors.
60位作家。
60 writers.
300位做牧师或者神学家。
And 300 become pastor or theologist.
3位做国会议员。
And 3 congressmen.
还有一位当美国副总统。
And one more is a vice president.
像他的后代个个优秀。
Yeah, so all his generation, all his descendants are great.
Mark Hughes 的这个 Hughes 他的后代是怎么样呢？
Yeah, and for Mark Hughes, his descendant.
他的后代两百年以后，一共有903个人。
200 years later, he has 903 people.
有310位当流氓。
And 310 hooligans.
130位坐牢13年以上。
And 130 has been in jail for more than 13 years.
7位杀人犯。
7 murders.
100位酒鬼。
And 100 alcoholics.
60位小偷。
60 thieves.
190位妓女。
190 prostitutes.
只有20位当商人，好像还不错。
And 20 people are businessmen.
但这20位有10位是在监牢里面学会做生意的。
But within that 20, 10 of them learn how to do business in prison.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
刚才这两个统计数据啊。
And based on those numbers.
让我们看见你怎么教育你的下一代，就决定了他们的命运。
And that teaches what the way you teach your next generation that determine their fate.
但是不要忘记，那个教育你的下一代最核心的内容是什么
？But don't forget what is the core of educating our kids.
最核心的内容不是给他很多钱。
The core is not giving them a lot of money.
不是让他读最好的学校。
Not to send them to the best school.
我刚才讲了三件事，你们复习一下好吧。
We talk about three things, do you remember?
第一件事情。
First one.
传递神的形象和样式，一起说来。 传递神的形象和样式。
Continue God's image。
第二件事情，求告神的名。
求
告
神
的
名。Second thing called on the name of the Lord。
第三件事情。
The third thing。
与神同行。
与神同行。
好不好？我们一起来说，大声啊！三件事。第一件事情，传递神的
形
象和
样
式。第二件事情，
求告
神的
名。
第三件事情，
与
神
同
行。我求主给你们智慧。
May God give you wisdom。
知道我们怎么带领我们的下一代。
So we know how to raise our children。
特别是在后现代的今天。
Particularly in the postmodern。
我可以说教育儿女挑战非常非常大。
I can say there are big challenges on raising our kids。
如果我们不按着上帝的原则去带领我们的下一代。
And if we don't follow God's principle to lead our next generation。
可能过了几十年我们才看见那个结果。
Maybe after decades then we'll see the result。
求主给我们智慧。
May God give us wisdom。
我们自己先来走这条路。
And we should walk the way ourselves。
我也特别勉励在座的年轻人。
And I also encourage you,
你们要留意听我的话啊。
And you got to pay attention。
如果你的父母是这样来带领你。
If your parent lead you this way。
你要感恩。
You need to be thankful。
你要信服你父母的带领。
You have to trust your parents leading。
我最感激的就是我的母亲当初是这样带领我。
And the one, I think most is that's how my mother lead me。
所以我今天成为蒙福的人。
So I can be blessed。
我看见我的儿女们也蒙福。
And I can see my children also blessed。
所以愿主也赐福我们今天在座的年轻人。
And may God bless all our youth here。
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray。
亲爱的天父上帝。
Loving Father in heaven。
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace。
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us。
你借着你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
Through your only Son Jesus Christ。
让我们重新得着那属天的样式。
So we have the image and likeness of this of belong to heaven。
我们可以按着你的恩典教养我们的下一代。
We can raise our kid with your grace。
求你让我们能够记住这些属灵的原则。
Please let us remember all those spiritual rules。
好叫我们世世代代蒙福。
So we can be blessed。
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus。
阿门。
Amen。